Howdy guys, Lecky here. Your personal P&L is what I'll be talking about today. And that's another first of firsts for 2022 that I'd like to speak to you about. Now, your profit and loss statement in a business is really important to understand because there are things that are coming into your, things go into your pocket, as Rich Dad says, and things that go out of your pocket. And when you're looking at your income statement and what your expenses are, at the bottom line there is your profit or your loss. Now, when you have your personal P&L sheet, it basically is what is your living expenses personally, what are your business expenses, and how do they work together. Now, I've been lackluster in managing my own personal P&L. From a business perspective, it's been helpful because my brother helps, we've got a bookkeeper, Jeanette, she's awesome, and it's nothing that I've really paid close attention to, which is not a good trait for a business owner. Now, the reason why that's not good is if you don't understand your numbers, you don't know where you're going. And I just wanted to give a big shout out to a lot of my mentors, previous and current, that have helped me in trying to understand the importance of this. The biggest thing that I've come to understand is minimizing expenses. Sure, that's one thing, but I've been focused on increasing income. And when I understand what it means to bring in income, it could be from one source, sure, but I've been headlong fixed into this idea of multiple streams of income. Now, that's not sexy, it's not new, it's almost cliche, but I'm going to be documenting what those sources of income are for me personally to help you, to help me, first and foremost, just be accountable to what it is that I'm doing and what I'm building. And having a personal P&L sheet that has been put together by Cody Sanchez, big shout out, has been work on Alex Sharfin and with Billy from Splice Marketing, Billy Chow. It's been, let's just say, in an assembly, like a coming together of lots of different proprietary documents like worksheets. And then I've just found, you know, the best way that I can track it for myself. So what it looks like is, okay, I understand what my personal and family household expenses are, and I am tracking where income comes across, you know, and at the moment I have Lecky the physio, that's one income, I have Lecky the business owner, that's another income, and then I have crypto investments, that's my third, as a trading option, which is not anything fancy, it's just something new that I'm learning, and I've also got a fourth income, which is called staking. It's DeFi, decentralized finance, and it's more so to understand this space and, you know, to catch this wave, because like anything new, you're a bit scared. So there you go. Those are my four means of income. My main source is obviously Lecky the physio, being self-employed. Lecky the business owner is something that I'm building on, and Lecky the crypto guy is very new. I wouldn't even pay it any attention. It's more so dabbling to understand this space. All right, that's my physio for today. Personal P&L.